right, all right. Now, don't forget your research paper proposals. They are due before class, and you lose 10% of your grade for every day your work isn't handed in. All right, hey, other than that, have a nice long weekend, everybody.
Where are you going? Ah, but I know you already read my email. It's a little tool they give us professors to keep track of any situations like this one. I suppose you didn't know about it. Now you know, I wanted to talk to you after class, and I'm afraid this is very important. So wait just a moment.
Yes. Uh-huh. No, it's due before the next class. Right. Your assignment is due before the next class, everyone. Oh, yes. And could you close the door on your way out?
Ah, thank you. Now, where were we? Oh, yes, you're right. I asked you to stay after class. And do you have any idea why? Nothing. No, your grades are fine. You know that. In fact, I haven't even needed to give you any sort of advantage over the other students. You're bright, and you're doing great. But, there is a problem. Uh-huh. Well, let me jog your memory. Remember what I asked for a few months back? Yes, that's right. I told you that if you wanted this, little thing, we were going to have to keep on going. You'd have to keep it between us. Just because you're an adult doesn't mean, the department would be happy to know why you spend so much time in my office after hours. Now, you're a very smart girl. I know that. And you tell me that you haven't told anyone, and I believe you. Because I know you don't want this to end anytime soon. But are you really doing everything you can to keep this quiet? Oh, really? Then what was that last little thing during our exam last week? Uh-huh. Don't play dumb with me, little girl. You asked me to help you with one of your answers, and the only thing you had written down was, and I quote, "I'm not wearing any panties." And you know what? I know you weren't lying. And today, don't think I didn't notice those looks you were giving me. Oh, please. I could feel you burning a hole through my pants from how hard you were staring. And that skirt right there? If it got any shorter and tighter, every class, I swear. And you know the effect that has on me? Oh no, little girl. You're not getting out of this one with those cute little eyes of yours. We set up some ground rules, you and I. And you have broken them. So, now, I'm going to have to punish you. Huh. What's that? You're trembling? Well, that means you understand what's coming. Or maybe you're just getting wet already thinking about it. Now, I'm going to need you to bend over my desk and think very hard about what you've been doing to me. Getting daddy hard while I'm standing here in front of the class. Making him want to fuck you senseless while I'm trying to lecture these other students. That is not nice. And I think this punishment is long overdue. So, let Daddy punish you while you answer a few questions now. pull up your skirt? Yes. Slide those little panties down for me. Yes. All the way down to your ankles. Uh-huh. Bend over. Put your hands out across the desk. Now, stay in that position or I will tie your fucking hands down. You understand? Great. Are you sorry for how hard you've made Daddy? Say it louder. Say it. Say, I'm sorry for getting you hard during class, Daddy. Again. And are you going to be a good girl from now on? Are you going to listen to what Daddy says? And you're going to stop being such a little tease, aren't you, baby girl? Good. That's what Daddy wants to hear. Now, tell me you want more. That's it. Say, spank me more, please, Daddy. Again. Again. Good girl. Now you're going to show your daddy just how good you're going to be for him, all right? Oh, good girl. Good girl. Look. Look how beautiful those are. All across your backside. Yes. You like that, don't you? Mm-hmm. I know you do. Now, get on your knees, baby girl. You are going to take care of this situation you created. Did I say you were allowed to unzip my pants? No, no. Look up at me. Look. With those gorgeous little eyes of yours, and with that sweet mouth, tell Daddy you're going to be a good girl from now on. Oh, I love how that sounds. Now, you want Daddy's cock, don't you? Say it. Say, Daddy, I want your cock. Yes. Oh, I love how that sounds. Now, slowly undo my belt. I've had a long, hard day. And your warm little mouth is just what I need to relax. Oh, yes. Take that cock out. Love it with your hands. There you go. Feed it into your lips. Oh, good girl. Oh, yes. Yes. There you go. Suck on that tip. Yes. Keep your hand on my shaft. There you go. Start slow, dear. Yes. I want you to admire every inch of Daddy's cock. Slide it against those lips and that. Oh, yes. Slutty. Enticing, hot, mouth of yours. Oh, such a good girl. I can tell just by looking at you. This is what you've wanted all along. Oh, yes. Oh, you're doing great. Oh, you know. Can't resist you. Oh, You want it every second of your punishment. Oh, yes. Well, Daddy's going to make sure you... get exactly what you want. But I don't think Daddy's going to go easy on you, baby girl. Keep sucking. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm going to make sure you take it in. Every drop of Daddy's pent-up frustration. Oh, yes. Yes. A little faster. You've got Daddy so hard. Do you feel that? Between your lips and in your mouth and against your hot little tongue, that hard cock. Oh, you've got a lot coming your way, baby girl. Oh, that's it. Oh, your mouth is like heaven. Oh, oh, such a good girl. Use your tongue. Yes. Just like that. Your lips were made to service my cock. Daddy's so lucky. Oh, having this perfect little angel. Wow. Oh, you're starting to make my balls tingle and tighten up. You know what that means? You got such a talent for this. For making me feel good. Oh, you're doing this so much better than any other woman I've ever been with. I don't know what it is, but oh fuck, you drive me wild, baby girl. So hard to focus on anything. All I can think about is bending you over my desk, fucking your beautiful pussy. It's like you wanna fuck me. You're such a sultry little minx and temptress of my class. You know that? Oh, fuck, I can't get enough of you. Baby girl, I can't wait. I need to fuck you right now. Get up here on the desk. Here, let me hold your legs. Oh, beautiful. Look at this. Your sweet, wet pussy dripping on my desk. Your classmates will have no idea what made this mess on their papers. Oh, look at that. Daddy's going to stretch you out so good. Now, look at me. Baby girl, do you want Daddy's cock? Beg for it. Oh, did you think you were getting off easy just because you've been teasing me all week long? Oh no, baby girl. I want you to tell Daddy just how much you want him to stretch out that pretty, beautiful pussy of yours. Watch. I'm going to rub my tip against your clit. Yeah. Roll around. Moan. Oh, that's making you tremble. Isn't it, baby girl? Ooh, yes. Good girl. Ask me again. I'll think about it. Oh, you think you deserve it? Well, I agree. Let's not keep you waiting any longer. Here, let me enter you. Baby girl. You are so wet for daddy. Oh, so fucking tight. I've been waiting a glass to fuck you. I feel so good. Let me know how much you love this big cock in you. Good girl. That's it. That's it. That's right. Nobody's walking around at this hour. Moan for daddy. As loud as you want. You wouldn't want everyone to know how perfectly daddy owns your body. That's right. That's right, baby girl. Don't stop moaning for daddy. This is what you get for teasing daddy. Making him so hard. Making him want you. For wearing those tight little skirts. For making my cock so hard every single class. Oh, and you love it, don't you? You love it, baby girl. You love it when daddy loses control. You love it when I can't keep it in my pants any longer. When daddy uses your beautiful little cunt the way it was meant to. And stretches you out so good. That's it. That's it. Don't stop telling daddy how much you love his cock. What's wrong, kitten? Are you about to come? Daddy can feel you tightening up around his cock. That's right, baby girl. You're allowed to come. You deserve it. But you better scream for daddy when you come. Let me hear every single drop of pleasure. Oh, yes. Good girl. That's right, baby girl. Let yourself come for daddy. Come all over his big daddy cock. That's right. Come for me, baby girl. Come for daddy. Yes, I'm getting harder. I'm getting closer. That's right. Do you want me to come inside you? Inside that pretty little pussy? Tell daddy. Come on. That's right. That's right. Fuck, daddy's gonna come. Daddy's gonna come. Oh, God. Oh, you're so wet. I feel so good. Baby. I know you, and I can get intense, but you're so beautiful. Do you know that? I love the look of orgasms in your eyes. Just look at me. Fuck. I'm the luckiest daddy in the world to have found a baby girl like you. I mean it. Wasn't too rough there at the end? Okay. You like it? Oh, well, my dear. Oh, yes. Well, it's your fault. You're making me so horny. And it turns me on because it's extra dirty and, you know, it isn't supposed to be happening between us like this. Now you're going to have to promise me to be a good girl and stop fucking teasing me so hard. What's that look supposed to mean? I'm supposed to trust you? Am I? Naughty. Naughty little girl. All right. Just make sure I don't get in trouble. Because trust me, baby girl, I do not intend for this to end anytime soon. Now, come on. Let's get these essays back on the desk. I'm supposed to be doing some correcting. I'd offer you to be my grader, but, well, I think you know how that would turn out. Hey, I love you, baby girl. I love this. I love what we have to share for a few minutes. I am really lucky to have you in my life.